you get Stephanie Gower's name out of your mouth? Yeah. You know, I won't be happy.
We started yet? Hi, welcome to the Trevor Fugle podcast for Westwood One UK. This week's guest is Catherine Tate because she's got a new film out. It's called The Nan Movie. And we thought we'd bring in someone who's a little bit older. He doesn't normally work with me, but he's here today. Please welcome Nigel Nightingale.
Hello, Trevor. It's nice to see a professional radio presenter for once and not my bloody son. He's not very good at it, is he? He's always having a go at his bloody wife. Do you know it's my birthday today?
Is it? How old are you today?
I'm 73. I was 72. I was alone. I was single.
Oh, alright. So you're going to be here to sort of give me... You're going to be here today and give me your worldly advice about everything.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to tell you what is what and stuff. Did you watch the Oscars? It wasn't as good as Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier in the jungle.
Well, when they did I'm a Celebrity?
No, when they did a boxing match.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and what he did was go up and slap him, didn't he? Yeah, a little wuss. Oh, little tap to the cheek. Little cheeky tap on the cheek, wouldn't it?
This is tropical for us, isn't it? We don't normally talk about topical stuff.
Yeah, but this goes out Friday. It won't be very topical then, will it? Everyone's been doing the jokes all over the Facebook, haven't they?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, because he put Prince on his face. It's funny, isn't it? And
he got in one little fight and his mum got scared and he's moving to Bel-Air, isn't he?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, they did that one as well. If The Last Leg was on this week, that'd be doing that joke as well, probably.
Are you a fan of The Last Leg? I like Alex Brooker and I like Josh Swinnicum when he goes on the internet, doesn't he? And he finds funny things on the internet. It's a very funny show. And then there's the man in the corner. What's his name? Adam Hills. He presents it, doesn't he? He's only got one leg. But he doesn't talk about it much. And then they bring a guest on. It's normally Sue Perkins and Richard Arwady. But sometimes they change it up a bit and they bring on Richard Arwady and Sue Perkins. That's all they normally do, isn't it? It's a fucking liberty, isn't it?
That's what Catherine Tate's nan does. He swears a lot.
Yeah, because you're older. That means it's funnier, doesn't it? If you're a young person and you're effing and jeffing, yeah, they're like Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, isn't it? Jazzy Jeffing. I'm trying to get it back into the news story again so we can do more of those lovely jokes that have been all over the internet. My grandson sent me some on me WhatsApp page and I haven't seen much of it because I've been on Tinders trying to find local men who would come and suck me off.
You what? You snuck that bit in, didn't you? What did you just say?
I just go and meet local men to just, like, go bowling and stuff like that. That's what I normally do when I just go and visit a park or something. And
Right, this is gone a bit weird. And normally I'm the weird one. Anyway, so we got Catherine Tate coming on soon.
Oh, I like her. And you remember when she used to do the character? I'm not bothered. Yeah, she wasn't bothered, was she? Yeah, I haven't really got an anecdote for it. I just thought I'd join in.
That is very good. That's all we have to do is join in with me. So, she has been in, and I don't like this, straight away, IMDb, you can piss off. Because I'm now calling it, on IMDb, British men behaving badly. It's not men behaving badly. And I'm also going to have a go at Google. Because if you type in, oh, I like to look at The Office. You know, the David Brent sitcom. No, don't come up with that anymore. Comes up with, I mean, the American version. I don't mind it. It's all right. Everyone says it's better. Yeah, maybe because it's got more series, but it's more condensed. It got the story. It got Tim and Dawn did the story, and it fucked off, didn't it? That's what happened. Anyway, they're calling it that. So she was in that. She was playing young woman. She's probably being flirted on by Martin Clunes. Yeah. Apparently, I've been told on a different podcast I've mentioned Martin clones too much. You can never have enough clones. Anyway, because the series finale of Doc Martin's coming up soon. Yes! Probably have a Doc Martin special. Yeah.
Do you know what happened in the last series?
Yeah, he's not a doctor anymore.
Oh, what else happened?
No fucking clue. Right. Also, she was in Big Train.
Big Train.
What was that music?
That's what I play when I talk about Big Train, because it was a theme tune.
Oh, I see. It's a recurring joke, is it?
It is a recurring joke. You seem to be doing the job of telling people what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's good, isn't it? Sometimes you need that, because not everyone listens to this is very clever.
No, don't say that, no. Everyone who listens to this is very intelligent.
Yeah, you're very intelligent indeed. You've learned how to go to a website and click on the thing and download an old podcast to stick it in your ears. I don't have that. I've got a gramophone at home. You remember when they had that dog? Used to listen to it all the time. I wonder what he's listening to. He's probably listening to Pete and Dad talking about an old lady's cunt.
No, stop doing that now. Right. She was in Marple.
You don't want to talk anything more about it?
No, that's what I do. I just say Marple and I finish. Because it should be Miss Marple, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and... Yeah, you don't people use their art titles anymore, do they? Like, when I was a boy, Mr. Smith, the butcher, used to go around there, and he'd give me a bit of sausage.
Right, I don't want to know anything about that. She was in Start of a 10, which I didn't know. Benedict Cumberbatch is in it. And it's about University Challenge. And I could never get any questions right on it. Occasionally I'll get a film question right. I like it. I like watching it because Paxman, if one of the students gets a question wrong, he's like, no, you stupid idiot, it's this. Is your education for nothing? She was also in Doctor Who, and she was really good Doctor Who companion, and so was her granddad. Bernard Cribbins was one of the best psychics in Doctor Who ever. Oh, Wilfred Mott, he was amazing.
What about the new one with the blonde lady?
What are their names?
I ain't got a fucking clue.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, of course I do. I have no idea what they're called. One of them's called Bradley Walsh, and now one of them and the other ones now is called John Bishop.
That's the actor's name. Gulliver's Travels. Jack Black is really big, and Catherine Tate is very small. She's in Lilliput, and he's wandering around, and it's like a fish out of Walter Star, isn't it? This is Jinxy.
Residents of Jinxy, stand by your detonators. Now is the time to sing, sing, sing.
No idea where they've gone. They were around on Sky. They had big money from Sky. Ching-ching. I have no idea where they are. I think I must be the only podcast that still talks about them. And she was in Big Skull.
Big Train.
No, don't play it again. No, I said Big School.
Well, what do they think you said?
They think I said Big Train.
Big Train.
See what you've just done? You've just made him play that again.
Played what?
No, I'm not saying it again.
What, Big Train?
Big Train.
Right, Stop it, no. The podcast will be too long and they will listen. Apparently, if it's 20 minutes long, then one of my friends gets annoyed. So, the vote was... It was a live play on More 4, and apparently they couldn't show it while the poll lines were open because it might affect the vote and stuff like that. Last week, I did this podcast live on Twitter, and no one listened to it when it was live. So, no point in doing it like that. So, we're back to the old studio again.
You could have recorded it from home. You wouldn't save all this money. How much is it costing you for the studio?
Quite a lot of money.
Are Germany pop stars on here? On the show?
Well, I was thinking about maybe getting Craig David on. Because sometimes, you never believe this, sometimes people don't turn up. And I have to ask them what day they'd like to come on. And I go, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And... then I could do the joke about his song, couldn't I? But now I've done it now, so it won't have to come on as an episode.
Yeah, that has solved a lot of time, innit?
And she was in DuckTales.
DuckTales. Ooh, de-le-le-de-num-be, has-be-num-be. DuckTales. Ooh, de-le-le-be, han-be, hum-be. DuckTales. Ooh.
Do you know the words?
No, I don't know. I know DuckTales. It's called DuckTales. And David Tennant is a nice man, isn't he? He's playing Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, the man who jumps about in money and stuff. I think it is scientifically impossible to swim in money.
Maybe they could do it on Brainiac if it was still on Sky. I used to watch that in the mornings.
You used to watch that in the 2000s? And you're 75?
What I think that's a bit weird for an old man to be watching that sort of thing. But then after that was Prickly Heat with Julian Clary and Alex Jones before she was on the One Show in a bikini. Oh, well, I used to get a stonk on when I was watching that.
Would you stop doing that to the table?
Oh, sorry. Once it starts, I can't make it go down again. Can you say some celebrities that are unsexy?
No, that's my thing. You can't do that.
Gloria Hunniford. Oh, no, it's made it worse.
What about Angela Rippon?
Oh, what are you trying to do? Make me go blind?
And she appeared on Room 101, where she discussed that she didn't like minimise her bras because she's got big boobs. I watched it for the jokes. I wasn't listening to what she was saying, really. I thought it was a very funny conversation. Her mentioning her boobs and grabbing them a lot. I thought it was very funny.
Is it still on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on my watch later list on YouTube. I'll send it to you, mate. You're going to have some fun, son.
Thank you very much.
Where is she? Should we ring her up, Sebastian? Hello, Catherine Tate? Yeah, it's Trevor. You don't do my podcast today. You can't come. Why not? You're filming Doctor Who. Why are you filming Doctor Who for? You haven't been announced for Doctor Who. That's a secret. Oh. Have I just released something I shouldn't have done? Yeah, people might just think it's a rumour, but now I've made it official. It might get on the websites and stuff.
Then of Geek will probably take it now, make it into a new story. Trevor Philgood announces that Catherine Tate is on the Doctor Who 60th anniversary.
Don't say that, no. Ignore what he just said. I didn't even say... this is a private conversation. You shouldn't be listening.
Oh, sorry. I'll think about...
Sorry about that. I had to come up with funny things.
Does she write them down?
What? She hasn't said it yet. Shush. How'd you come up with them? You write them down. Yes, he does write them down. Would you stop interrupting? Do you want another day in the week? Do you want to do it? Yeah, well, any day in the week. Any day. You know what days are, don't you? Yeah, let me explain them. Yeah. You can't do any days next week. All right, okay. Yeah, you've got that the grand character, didn't you? And she's an old character. Yeah. Yeah, I think when I do my comedy, thinking maybe inventing an old character. It would be quite funny, wouldn't it? All the things they could say, because they're old, they can get away with it, can't they? Yeah. Yeah, and then they can say things like, they can say things that youngsters would say now, and then it make it funny, wouldn't it?
Can you hurry up, please? I'm going to go on TikTok Live.
Sorry, like that. All right, okay, well, see you later, Catherine Tate. Right, okay, well, see you later, bye-bye. She can't come, she's doing a secret thing that I shouldn't have really announced on a public broadcast.
No one listens, it's fine.
Oi, fuck off. Please subscribe to the podcast. If you are on this feed, you can also listen to Small Screen 90s, which has nothing to do with me, but someone called Barnes and AMJ, where they go through 90s telly and rate it out of 90. I know, it sounds tedious. And also at the moment, we didn't really tell anyone it was going to happen, but there's Up the Nightingale being sent out on a Wednesday. But when this goes out, there'll only be one episode left. Because I only made three. It was me and Steve Nightingale in a room. You know, the proper one. Not you. No, your son.
When you did the podcast, was he on about his bloody wife?
He was on about his bloody wife.
Yeah, I thought so.
So anyway, this has been the Trailful Good Podcast for Tram... So this has been the Trailful Good Podcast for Tram Podcast. The Tram Podcast Network... Yeah, part of a network now, aren't we? And Westwood One UK.
Yeah, keep that one in. Don't forget that one.
That one as well. So thank you very much for listening and bollocks to love you. Bye-bye.
Is that your sign-off?
That is my sign-off, yeah.
It's a bit rude, isn't it? Tell everyone to piss off. What happened to Tatty Bye?
All right, well, thank you for listening to the Trailful Good Podcast. Tatty Bye.
That's better.